You've got the courthouse, which started in 2010, which is at 196 kilowatts. And you've got several projects that are coming online by the end of 2020. So I'd be remiss if I didn't give kudos to Hillsborough County and what they're doing. But to focus back on Tampa, you know, we're still in kind of an information gathering phase on where we can do more, because as I've mentioned, while this report puts us in a great category, there's a lot of opportunities that lie ahead, and I'm going to provide some examples. The city leases or owns several large commercial structures in the downtown Tampa area, including the convention center. There have been plans and ideas to put solar on top of the convention center for several years, none of which have come to fruition. I personally am looking very forward to working with TECO, our utility partner, and looking at that as a potential opportunity. So that's kind of a large scale. Even looking here at the building that I'm in, the Tampa Municipal Office Building, there are opportunities down here. The thing is, the city of Tampa has never installed a single solar panel, and that's something that we're going to change under this administration. We're really excited, and I say that in terms of a kind of a larger scale project.